Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading taken from the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 35, verses 12 to 14, 16 to 19. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 34. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, 16 to 18. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is a humble man's race of faith. A humble man's race of faith. The world constantly sends us messages opposed to the truth about life, life revealed by God and proclaimed by the church. But having been equipped by God's word and in prayer, we, children of God, believe that his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. 2 Peter 1:3. In other words, my brother, my sister, our life is a given gift, and each of us has his own share of graces to be used for self-development, formation of character, and attainment of happiness in this world and in the world to come. Thus, there is no room for envy, jealousy, or a competition. That is a waste of time and energy. For our constant task in this world is to nurture and share our talents, treasure, time, and to develop enough knowledge for a good fight of faith and a race of faith to the finish line. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, St. Paul says, I keep running hard toward the finish line to get the prize that is mine. Thus, the race or fight of faith is real and tasking, because the goal of life is not merely to be happy, famous, or to become a philanthropist in this world. Ben Sirach says in the first reading of today that the Lord is a judge who is no respecter of personages. And so, my brother, my sister, the goal of life is to come to the unity of faith in the knowledge of God through Christ, and to be fully mature in Christ Jesus. In today's gospel, the Pharisee thought that human power was enough for attainment of full maturity in Christ Jesus and a successful race of faith. He set himself up in the place of God, that is, he was the competitor and umpire of his fight and race of faith. By way of contrast, the tax collector's prayer exposed the humbled self and celebrated the merciful power of God, without whom we can do nothing. And Ben Sirach and the psalmist remind us that the humble man's prayer pierces the clouds, and the Lord heard him. And so, my brother, my sister, the Lord would stand by a humble man or woman and would give him or her the power needed to win the struggles of life and to receive the crown of righteousness. However, like St. Paul, who poured away his life as a libation and grew in maturity in Christ Jesus, we must be willing to entrust our cares to God and to pour out our gifts in service to others. And while doing God's bidding, God's work, worry not about the Pharisees around you who insult you and try to blackmail you. Worry not about those who are unhappy with the good work you are doing for your community. St. Paul reminds us that the Lord's divine power will rescue us from all evil attempts on us and bring us safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.